Well, now that you've stood up, please be seated. Thank you.
Can everyone hear me okay?
A bulletin. I don't have a bulletin. Can I take yours?
Do I need to start over?
No.
A resounding no. But welcome to our Pathfinders, Guides, Scouts and Beavers. And welcome to our guest this morning. If you're visiting this morning, please take time to sign our guest book at the entrance. And everyone's welcome for coffee and refreshments after, downstairs in the Douglas Hall. The announcements I will leave to you, but Renata reminded me this morning that your presence is all required here next Sunday evening, November 13th, when we will have another special service of our songs of praise. This has been a wonderful event we've had in the past. Many people have enjoyed it. So next Sunday, your presence is required for songs of praise. I remind you of the Holly Berry Bazaar on November 19th. That's a week on Saturday. And also, a number of people had their names on the waiting list for the Halton Regional Police Choir concert, which is being held here on December 3rd. I'm pleased to say that those people who were waiting for tickets, we now have them, and Renata will get them. Renata will have them in the office, and if you see her, she'll have them for you. And I've even got better news. We actually were able to find some more tickets. So even if you're not on the waiting list, there's a few more tickets spare. So this event sold out really quickly, and if you really want to come, those who reserve tickets, they are there, and those who want some more, we can find some more for you. I would ask now that you stand as Lieutenant Commander Ray Paquette brings in the wreath. Thank you.
Please be seated. This is the remember the sacrifice portion of the remembrance liturgy, I'll call it for the moment. And at the moment, I would give us an approach and gathering for this, worded as such from the War Primer by F.V. McNutt. We arise today with the power of God to guide us, the might of God to uphold us, the wisdom of God to teach us, the eye of God to watch over us, the ear of God to hear us, the word of God to give us speech, the hand of God to protect us, the way of God to direct us, the shield of God to shelter us, and the host of God to defend us. Be with us, O God, as we offer this our time of remembrance. Let us pray. Lord our God, we have gathered this day to offer prayers and petitions for those who have perished as a result of conflict and in the strife of war. We pray for those who have given themselves willingly, those who have made that ultimate sacrifice. We pray for those who have been victimized, innocent casualties of hatred and terror, and often those are the ones that are caught in the middle of these war and conflicts that take place. We pray for those who continue to place themselves this very day in harm's way in order that peace and harmony might be achieved And it's not just the military that we think of at times like this, Lord. It's firefighters and police officers and emergency service workers who put themselves between peace and danger to protect and serve us. Hear us, O Lord, as we make our appeal in their memory. Bless us, O Lord, our God, for those who have fought and valiantly died, that we might enjoy a liberty and freedom to be here this very day worshiping. And may their sacrifice not be in vain. Bless, O Lord, our God, those who have perished while engaged in the task of peacekeeping. May their sacrifice be not in vain. Bless, O Lord, our God, the innocent victims of war, those who have suffered as a result of the conflict of strife. Bless, O Lord, our God, those who continue to train and prepare themselves for active duty and missions. May the sacrifices they make also be not in vain. All of this we pray and ask in your holy name, O Lord. Amen. As we remember in silence before God those who have made an ultimate sacrifice, let us commend their souls anew to God's eternal mercy and compassion, and let us pray that God would grant us grace to serve faithfully until our life's end, the honor and glory of God's holy name. And I would ask at this time one more time that you would stand if you are able. Please be seated. One last time, let us bow our heads in prayer. Loving and compassionate God, we again pray for all those who have labored for liberty, for freedom, and for justice. For those who truly have made that ultimate sacrifice by giving their lives for others. For those who in life and death have preserved our living. Grant that they may rest in your peace and that we, through our actions, may be found worthy to inherit the treasures of your eternal kingdom. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. We will stand now and sing O Canada 833 in your hymnals, and followed by God Save the Queen 834 also in your hymnals.
We stand on God for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand.
Please be seated. Thank you. We will now gather and our responsive call to worship is outlined in your bulletin, and I'll call on Gord.
Please join me as we read responsively. We have gathered today in search of reformation. We stand fearless at the edge of change. Be still and know that God is God. Come, let us worship our God and our Redeemer. Our first hymn is hymn number 330, O God, our help in ages past.
As you'll see in the bulletin, we're coming before God now as another prayer of this time of adoration and confession, followed with the Lord's Prayer. And for guests in our crowd today, we're using the Lord's Prayer version with debts and debtors. And I just wanted to point out that we do this particular type of prayer at the beginning of our worship services to thank God for the many things that we have in our lives, particularly on this day when we're thinking of Remembrance Day, all the freedoms and privileges that we have that have been given to us by those who have gone before us. We also come before God when it says about confession, and this isn't a Catholic church, so we don't do confession similar to what they would do, but we do come before God in times of prayer such as this to mention to God in our silence and our time together to say that there's been times we didn't do the things we should have. There's been times when we walked not on the path that we should have walked. There's been times when God maybe wanted us to do something or say something or whatever it may be, or be friendly with someone, and we chose otherwise. These are the ways that God wants us to be in true relationship with others and with Him. So it's that we're doing in this particular time. We're just thinking about those moments and saying, sorry, God, help me to do much better through Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank You because we are assured in Scripture, particularly in the Psalms, that when we call out to You, You really are near. We have an assurance through what we know in the life of Christ given in the Gospels that we can come before you, that you are here always with us, your steadfast love is with us always, it's steadfast, and that you have an overwhelming mercy for all of us. We thank you, Lord, because we have very much in our lives. Each of us has struggles, and each of us has things that are going on that make it sometimes very difficult in life, but we live in a very wonderful country. We are privileged to be able to come to a place such as this and freely worship. We are privileged to be able to have education. We are privileged, Lord, in so many ways that we have health care and we have food to eat and we have places to live, most of us. We thank you that we can have these things, Lord, and those are just the physical things you bless us with. We thank you that we have relationships in our lives, whether they're family or friends, whether they're acquaintances, people we work with, people we go to meetings with for Cub Scouts, Girl Guides, and so forth, or whether it's church. These are the many blessings that you give us. And this is a way that's been forged for us by those we try to remember today, those who gave their lives and fought valiantly so that we can do all these things and have all these wonderful things in our life. And we know, Lord, as we're here today, it's because you truly are in control. We also come before you, God, this morning because, as I said, there's times when we have ignored or, you know, not listened to the ways that you want us to be in relationship with you and with other people. There's times when we've said things we shouldn't have. Maybe we said something out of anger. Maybe we didn't do something. I mean, we should have helped that person across the road, or we should have maybe picked that bag of groceries up for that person. And I don't have time. I don't want to. They're little things they seem like, Lord, but it's the little things that forge who we are and forge the kind of person that you want us to be. So we come before you and we confess these things and we ask that you will forgive us, knowing that you will. And we ask as well that you help us to repent. And what that means is to turn around the other way. That's all it means. Stop going the direction I'm going, to turn around and change my direction completely. So instead of being selfish, I'm going to be a giving person. Help me to do that, Lord. And we come before you in that time of confession. Lord, we now come before you and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, because this reminds us of all the things you want in our life and all the things that you give to us. So now we say this together as the way Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We hear in Psalm 145 that God hears the cries of those who love him and he has saved. Be assured, all of us, that in Christ we truly are forgiven. We can praise God and we can bless God's holy name forever. Amen. We are richly blessed again this morning by our choir, and we thank you for that anthem. Lovely in our theme today about peace. Our children's hymn this morning is This Is My Father's World, number 328. And during the second verse, we'll have the regular Sunday school kids that we have here come up, and you can sit in the chairs here at the front during that second verse. 328, This Is My Father's World. Everybody's more or less in position. Good, thank you. Morning, boys and girls. Some of you I haven't seen since VBS. You in particular, buddy. I haven't seen you since the summertime. How you doing? Good, all right. Today's a special day because we're remembering. And I wanted to talk to you about what remembering is all about. It's a pretty easy topic in a lot of ways because it's easy to remember sometimes. But the first thing I want to do to for everybody, before I even start with you boys and girls, I want everybody to remember this. There's going to be a test later. Oh, choir, yes, this. I want you to remember this, okay? Later on, there'll be a test. What did I ask you to remember? Good. They're listening, some of them anyway, that's good. Boys and girls in the box today, I have a picture of something that I want to show you, first of all. This. It's black and white, but can you make out what it is? A hot dog, that's right. And when I see hot dogs, I remember something very special. In fact, we were just talking about that earlier this week when I was visiting some friends. We were sitting around a table and we were having dinner, and we had hot dogs at dinner. And we weren't in a bun, we were just having hot dogs with some beans. Basic dinner. I like that kind of stuff. But the hot dog got me thinking about something and reminded me of somebody in particular. And a hot dog, not because he was a hot dog, although sometimes people have described my father-in-law that way. When I was first going out or seeing Mrs. McCann, who's way in the back over there, before we were married, I used to go over to her parents' house sometimes, and I would have dinner. Oh, and I would eat a big dinner. Those days I could really eat big. You can tell. And we'd be sitting down after dinner, maybe about half an hour, maybe an hour after dinner. And her dad would say, "Are you ready? Do you want some?" And I didn't know what he was talking about at first. And I'd say, "Well, all right, sure, why not?" So we'd go in the kitchen, he'd put on a pot of hot water, and he'd cook up two of these each for he and I. But we didn't have them in a bun. What he would do after he cooked the hot dogs up and got them all good and warm, he'd take two pieces of bread and butter them. And my father-in-law liked the butter. So there was not a little bit of butter, there was a lot of butter. And then he would take the hot dogs and cut them down the middle and open them up and put two on each and make a sandwich. We had a hot dog sandwich. This was after we already had dinner. Sometimes we'd do that twice. So when I see hot dogs, I think of my father-in-law. And I have something that reminds me of him quite often, and it's this. He made this. It's a piece of soapstone. And he liked to do carving. So this, he never quite finished this one, but he did get started at it. When I see this, I remember him. So when I see a hot dog, I remember my father-in-law. And when I see this carving that he did, it reminds me of him too. And there's something very special about my father-in-law. And he's just one of many, and many of the people that we're remembering today. This also reminds me of him. I'll show the choir. It's a boat, and it's not just a boat, it's a special boat. Can you read the number that's on there, Madeline? It's a letter and three numbers.
401.
Yeah, what's the letter, do you know?
K.
K-401. This is a corvette, not the car. It's a special boat that used to guard convoys going across from Canada over to England. And these guys would get shot at by submarines. And my father-in-law served on this particular one, K-401. And I remember him, especially on a day like today, when remembering all those that gave their lives or served in the Second World War in particular. And that's his ship. Now, I often wonder, you can sort of make out a few people standing on there. Probably not him, but who knows at this point. He worked down below the deck. He worked underneath making the engine work. So he never really came up on top very much. Remembering is something that we do whenever we see things or hear things. And I wanted you to think if there's anything that you can think of that reminds you of somebody in your life, your mom or your dad, your brother, your sister, or some friends that you have. Sometimes it's a smell or a taste, like with the hot dogs for me. It might be a piece of candy. It might be some place that you've gone with your friends before and suddenly you think, oh, we were here once before with them. Remembering is a good thing. And we want to remember the great things that Jesus has done for us as well. And one of the things he tells us in scriptures is this. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you like the world does. Don't let your hearts or your spirits be troubled. Don't be afraid. We can always remember that Christ is with us and that we can be brave and peaceful and loving because of what he's done. I want us to remember this morning the many things that people have done so we can have peace in our world too. All right? Can we say a little prayer together? Let's all bow our heads and you can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for your love, and we thank you that we can remember. We thank you for those people in our lives who help us to remember your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls. You can go back and sit because we're going to have all the boys and girls stay in church today unless there's some nursery school requirements. And we'll remain seated as we sing the third verse of our hymn that we just were doing. What did I ask everybody to remember? Good, you're remembering. Good. Going to read some scriptures, and we have guest readers, and I'm going to introduce them in just a moment. But before we do that, let's just bow our heads in prayer and ask God to open up our minds and listen to word. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God of wisdom, by your Spirit, may your word be proclaimed, and that help us, Lord, to know the good news that's in your heart and in your mind, and help us to hear what you have to say in the scriptures that we're going to hear this morning. Help us to put aside all the things that are distracting us that we brought here this morning, that we can just catch what you have for us. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we have several groups with us this morning from, you know what, I always want to say guides and scouts, but we've got much more than that, I think, here today. So before we get everybody up, I just want to get it clear who's here, because we haven't done this before. You know, we just see people in uniforms sitting at the front, but we're not sure who's who. I think most of us just see these, because you're seeing them from the back. I see their lovely smiling faces here. But so let's start with this side. Who's here? First Burlington Girl Guides. Thank you. Welcome here. Thank you. And 65th Burlington Pathfinders. Again, thank you. Welcome. So that's got you guys, right? Okay. Over here, who have we got? We got Beavers. 20th Burlington Beavers. And that's welcome. Thank you. Is there Cubs here this morning? Yep. Where are you guys from? 20th Burlington Cubs. Welcome. Scouts we have here? Yeah. You're the 20th as well? Okay, welcome. And we've got some people in Path, or no, what's beyond Scouts? My mind's gone blank here. Benchers, I knew that. And 20th as well? And First Port Nelson. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Has that got all of you covered then? And we've got various leaders and parents here as well. And yeah, thumbs up. Good. I like that. So this morning, leading our responsive psalm, which is in your psalters in your pews, Psalm 98. And that's going to be led for us this morning by Cora Leach. This is a psalm of praise, as many of them are, and this is thanking God for the wonderful things that we have in our life, and how God is really victorious and makes us victorious as a result. So we'll read responsively Psalm 98. Cora. That'll pick you up fine. You just need to just talk right there. Good job. Thank you.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known the victory. The Lord has remembered safest love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
It's okay. Read the next. That's good. Make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With trumpets and the sound of the horn. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it.
Thank you, Cora. Good job. Our Old Testament reading this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and Ariel Hollis will be reading that for us this morning, so we'll call you up now, Ariel.
The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Thank you, Ira. Our New Testament reading is found in the book of Revelations, the Revelation of John. It's chapter 21, verses 1 to 5, if you want to follow along. In the Bible there, it's on page 259 in the New Testament part. We've got two people split this reading today, Mallory Jagger and Aaron Riley, so I'll call them up now.
Good
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them.
He will wipe out every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and the pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new."
Thank you. We'll call now, our next reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. Reading that for that this morning is Trinity Vanderkool. It's on page 109 if you do want to follow along in your pew Bibles.
"I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid."
Thank you, Trinity. This is the Word of God. And I do want to thank all our readers this morning. It's very difficult to get up and stand up in front of a bunch of strange people, strangers, and read out like that. They did a very good job, so thank you very, very, very much. We'll join together in our next hymn number 325, "Eternal Father Strong to Save." And I'd like to mention that thank you to Ray this morning for bringing our wreath in and also for assisting in picking our hymns. Ray, these were hymns that are traditional military selected hymns, certainly with the Navy that Ray served with, and we thank him for that assistance. So now, hymn number 325, "Eternal Father Strong to Save." That we now bow our heads one more time in prayer. Lord, thank you for this morning, the morning of remembrance, a morning that we can think of those who have gone past, those who are serving even this very day, this very morning. When words that I share this morning, Lord, speak to us and calm our hearts that we can hear the message you have for us this day. All this we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, in years gone by, actually a couple of years ago now, we set up a remembrance table, and we didn't this year because I'm trying to think of some other creative way to put this together, and of course, my usual non-organized manner, I kind of didn't get it as put together as I wanted to. But someone did bring in something this morning, and I wanted to share that with everybody, and it's in a lovely frame, and I'll show the choir here first, just so you can see this. It's basically some discharge certificate. This is from the First World War. 100 years ago, we were in the middle of the First World War. And this is Mr. Hooker brought this in. Phil's back there in the corner. Phil, is this your late uncle? Okay, thank you. Yes, I see that. Thank you. This is a certificate that he got when he left his service in the military and in that first war. So this is 100 years ago this document is from, and from somebody who served. And you can see King George down here signed this document. And this lets everybody know that this gentleman had served in the particular unit that he served in, and served with honor and was disabled. So he was also wounded to the point. I'm just going to stand that here for the moment as a symbol of that at that time. Very nice that Phil brought that in this morning. In the document that goes with this, and hundreds of thousands of people signed this kind of document, I wanted to read the oath that was taken at the time. You fill in your name, in this case it's George Hooker, do make oath that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King George V, his heirs and successors, and that I will, as in duty bound, honestly and faithfully defend His Majesty, his heirs and successors, in person, crown, and dignity against all enemies, and will observe and obey all orders of His Majesty, his heirs and successors, and all of the generals and officers set over me, so help me God. And he signed that June the 5th, 1915. I'm always amazed when I read a document such as that, that this little bit of scribbling right here, and it is from your distance just a bit of scribbling, that's George Hooker's signature. And when Mr. Hooker, George, put his name on that, he said that he was going to defend the person and dignity against all enemies. And he did so to the point where he was wounded, and many others did so, and they were killed. It's hard to imagine in the world that we live in today, scribbling something down on a piece of paper, and then sitting in some of the terror that these people had to deal with. It's hard to imagine that that would be enough to motivate you to do that. When I was younger, much younger, I went to the War Museum in Ottawa. And at that time, I haven't been for a long, long time, so I don't know if it's still there, but at that time, they had set up a trench from the First World War that you could walk into. And when you got in there, it was very dark, and they had the lights going off, and then you could hear the sounds very loud of the explosions off in the distance. And it was quite scary as a kid to walk in and see that and imagine what it was like. I got thinking, even at that age, because we talked about this in my house, that scribbling was enough to set people off to do that sort of task, something that was very much life-threatening. 17 or 18, eh? Wow. So young people as well, not much older than a lot of the folks here that are with us this morning. It's hard to imagine what that would feel like. It's also hard to imagine in the middle of what they were doing, and we're in the middle. Now remember, I said this 1916, and this is 2016. 1916, they were in the middle of what we now know as the First World War. For them, they didn't know that there was an end in sight. It didn't look like it at that point. We can look back and we read about it in the history books, or we happen to talk to someone who knows somebody who was there, and say, well, yeah, it went from 1914 to 1918, and, you know, it was 4 years, it wasn't too bad. But in 1916, there was no end in sight. And yet they continued. Young people continued. It always causes me kind of a moment to kind of really kind of think about that, because it's really hard in so many ways. And it makes me also be reminded that they weren't fighting like we're thinking of. This was not a glorification of something that was terrible. They were trying to achieve peace in a world that was not very peaceful at the time. They were trying to bring about the peace that we read about in these scriptures this morning that God wants us to have in this world at any cost. And for many of them, it was a large cost. For many more, they came back. In some cases, like Mr. Hooker, he came back wounded, and he had to carry that wound for the rest of his life. So he had a constant reminder of what happened. It's a good thing that we remember. It's a good thing that we remember something that took place 100 years ago now. This was going to be, as those of us who follow this closely and have been heard the statement made, the war that was going to end all wars. And we know historically it wasn't. And it was the Second World War. There's been conflicts ever since. And I know in talking with different people who have served in peacetime, and I put quotes around that on purpose, because even when people are serving, there is no true peacetime service, because things still happen. Soldiers lose their lives even in peacetimes, or so we say peacetime again, because there's conflicts going on all over the place that people are caught up in. Sometimes there's even just an accident that takes place, where something maybe explodes. I mean, we're dealing with some very dangerous equipment, soldiers are. And as I mentioned in my opening prayer this morning, I also want us to remember the police officers and firefighters and emergency people and nurses and doctors who are working just as hard to save people's lives every day. We want to remember the amount of effort that's put in by these folks. Not just those, I know those who have given their lives, but the people who on a daily basis go back to work. This week alone, we know there was a case in the United States where two police officers sitting in their cars were murdered. They weren't doing anything, they were just sitting in their cars. It's a sad thing to think about. But they got up every morning knowing that that was a possibility. They got up every morning and went to work knowing that that could happen. That oath that George Hooker signed, all those people signed something similar, knowing the real cost. I'm always amazed when I see the scribbling on a piece of paper, how important that scribbling is. It's not just because it's a legal document, so to speak, but they're literally signing their life away in that sense. And every day, police officers and firefighters and emergency people and doctors and nurses and so forth are doing the same thing. We need to remember. We need to be thankful. They make our world safe, and they've continued to do so for, as in this particular case, 100 years we've been safe. It's a wonderful blessing that we have. Jesus says, as I mentioned in John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." The thing that's key in all of the scriptures that we read today that we need to remember is that God is the one that's in control. Despite the circumstances, in this particular case 100 years ago, they were in the middle of a great war. People were dying all over the place, it seems, and things were not going to get better. The economy was doing terribly as well. It was just a terrible time. It didn't look like there was any end to it. But God was in control. Our God is our Creator. Ultimately, He is going to bring about peace, because that's what He's all about. This other photo I printed this morning to remind me, if you get an opportunity, because today isn't exactly Remembrance Day, Friday will be Remembrance Day, if you have an opportunity, go down to Spencer Smith Park, and you'll see the Naval Monument. It's fenced in at the moment because they're doing some renovations around it, but take the time to walk down there. It's a nice walk by the lake anyway. My father-in-law's ship is listed on there, K-401 HMCS Lewisburg. Many others are as well. This is just for the Navy alone, but there are others. But take that moment to remember and to think about all the men and women who served during that time. Now, I want you to try to put your thinking caps on everybody, because we've got to do some math. Math. We came to church and we're doing math? Yeah. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10. You've got to get us the things happening here, so remember it real hard. So I'm trying to make it simple, a number between 1 and 10. You got it? Okay, well, keep it in your mind. And then I want you to double it, so times two. What's that number? Keep it in your mind. You everybody got that? I want you to add 10 to that number now. It's getting complicated, I know. You got that number? You took a number, you doubled it, you added 10. Now you're going to divide that in half. Okay? You got that number? Now take away the original number you thought of. Can you do that? I know it's early in the morning. Yeah, there you go. Did I tell you to remember? Five. It's good that we can remember all those complicated numbers and remember something simple that we had at the very beginning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning that we can remember. We thank you that we have so many reminders around us to help us to remember the many great things that have been given before, the sacrifices that have been given. We remember things because we have a poppy that we wear. We have the cross of Christ to help us to remember. We have monuments around town to help us to remember. Help us to be thankful as we remember, Lord. Let us not forget. Let us never forget, but always remember. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On the front of communion tables often, not this particular one, but I know the one in our quiet room, it says, do this in remembrance of me. And that's why we're remembering Jesus all the time, because of the great sacrifice he gave as well. So keep that in mind next time you see a communion table and it's got those words in front. It's helping us to remember. We'll come together now to offer our offerings to God. God who gives us so much, we return just a portion of that to his work and glory. Amen. So much to be thankful for, Lord, and we do thank you this morning. Bless this small portion that's been offered this day to your glory and to your work in this community where we live, where there is so much need. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sunday School.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thanks, Madeline. One thing we do regularly here at Burlington East at this particular time at the end of our service is we offer prayers of the people. And what that means is that we're offering prayers for the people in our lives, the people in our community, and people around the world. It gives us an opportunity to think of others at this particular time, especially on a day when we're trying to think about remembering and remembering those not only who've gone before us, but those who we've been blessed with in our lives. We also want to be thinking about those in need. And I know that one of the names this morning that came forward was a person named Tom who's has some physical needs because he's been ill, and we want to make sure to remember him in particular. I will give you an opportunity in silence to just think of someone special in your life who has a concern for prayer. Let's bow our heads now. Lord, we thank you that we have this opportunity to come before you in silence and in prayer in that sense, and close our eyes just for a moment, not necessarily to fall asleep, Lord, but to come before you and think about the people in our lives and those people who are personal to us and maybe some strangers that we don't even know personally, but we know of their situations in our community and in our world. We pray for Tom in particular, Lord, this morning. There's been some health issues ongoing, and we pray that you will be with the doctors and nurses who are working so hard to help people such as him, but help him in particular with whatever he needs medically, that they can be your hands to heal him and your eyes to watch over him. Lord, we also take a moment right now in silence. Every single person in this room this morning has someone they know who's ill or not feeling good or has been injured in some way, or they have a need, whatever it may be. And so we take a moment and we all think of that person in our mind right now. That's a lot of names, Lord, and we know you hear every single one. We know that you, because we're thinking of them, you are. Scripture tells us to tug on your ear so we can get your attention and you can listen. And we do that this morning. Lord, we also think of the people in our community who are without homes. We're thankful for the many blessings we have, but there are so many in our community who don't have a place to sleep, don't have a place to live, may not even have a meal this afternoon. The statistics are showing that here in the sort of the golden triangle around Hamilton and Burlington and Oakville and Toronto, that there are some children, Lord, who go 3 days a week with no food at all. And they're not living in some strange land. They're right here. 3 days a week with no food. It's hard to imagine. Boys and girls who sometimes, Lord, as the reports continue to say, wait for all the other boys and girls to leave the schoolroom so that they can go through the garbage to find as part of a sandwich. There's more and more of them every day. So, Lord, we pray for them. We ask that you'll help them and help us to be helpful to them. Help us to be thinking of them always. And if anything we can do, help us to think of that and do it, Lord. We know that you hear, we know that you love, and we know that you care. And, Lord, we hold all of these thoughts and prayers and different people up to you faithfully, knowing that you do listen and know that you will answer. And it's in Jesus' name we pray all of this. Amen. Join together now in our closing hymn this morning. Abide with me, number 794. It's a promise that God will always be with us, always leading us. going to the world, bearing witness to all the things that God has blessed us all with. Be a witness of these things. Help us to remember by your actions and things that we do every day to bear witness to remembering the sacrifice given by those in the past and those who are serving even today. And now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Creator by the Holy Spirit, who has loved us through grace and gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word this day and evermore. Amen.